abolished slavery before us.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, those guys wanted to work so goddamn bad.
Everyone's like, God damn, I wish I was out in those fields.
That's not how you pick strawberries.
Yeah, come here.
LeMaire's in the house, dude. Eastern bullshit here. Look at the shit he's drinking.
That's just Chinese grape soda. That's his Eastern medicine.
Damn, that's the fucking black nerd elixir, dude. That's crazy. Chinese grape soda. That's the high. That's every black nerd's dream.
That is high octane black nerd fuel.
When you sip it, it's like shing.
The cap. Yeah. God damn it.
Where did you get the... Oh, there's that fucking store right up the street. Yeah.
I got it from Asahi. Yeah.
What is that, like a sushi place?
No, it's like a Japanese market. It's pretty cool.
God damn, dude. That's pretty tight. You have access to a Japanese market.
Yeah.
It's just you and 12 other black nerds.
The fucking owner doesn't know who to follow. There's so many of you in there.
Just walking like this.
Bumping into each other. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. Just after you, pardon me.
I mean,
monkey
dude,
business.
You got to give it to him. Just beating up old. It's. I think it's kind of like circle of life stuff, dude.
Yeah.
You're old. You're like an old white dude. You've dominated for a long time. It's like just let an old Jamaican lady wail on you for like the last 10 years of your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think it's fair is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'll take it like a man.
Yeah, so you're saying we're done with we do have reparations, so we can stop the debate. The reparations are you get to beat the hell out of all of our grandparents.
It's kind of like a dunk tank, where a guy's like, "Get out of my room! We ain't get around. Know who you are?" It's like, bump. Because old white people go to their retirement home and they are racist. They're super racist. I've seen it with my own eyes, dude.
Yeah.
They get in there and they're like, she's stealing from my room again. They're like, Mr. Johnson.
I get
old white dudes, the governor flies off and they get, it's full fucking, it's yeah. full on. I've,
well,
I've
also, seen you don't remember what room you're in. The yeah. only other person that comes in your room is that woman.
Yeah.
And you're like, I used to have a Corvette. Where the fuck did that go? So it went for a lot of people.
Yeah.
My grandma was in a home.
Yeah. It's like, the, you caught
like I don't
like
know
that.
If she was getting her ass beat.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
She might have.
She could have. She was pretty fucking lippy, dude. She was.
She was lippy as fuck, dude. I almost fucking clocked her, dude. She pushed me for ice. I was like.
Did you give it like a little
bit? I was
at
the ice machine. I was like, what are you doing? No, I like stayed still when she was like trying to push me. I didn't push back, but I like.
But yeah, you
I flexed up. You dude. Became a mountain. I'm not moving.
You became a mountain.
Yes.
God damn.
I became a goon. She was being a goblin.
But I'm back to the point where I can fire up like chicks in bathing suits.
Yeah.
I can do a bikini fap, which is, dude, you feel like you nice.
Just fapping feels good, dude.
Fapping does
just jacking
feel
off good. On your own. Just
although
in
if you
dark
get,
room, quiet.
But, did you ever get into a weird thing where you're just like, I'm jerking off a guy? That no. fucks me up. Now I'll get into that.
That's
like,
Freud, dude.
Jerking a guy
That's
off.
Freud, dude. It's you're just true. Jacking off. Just relax. Just relax.
But you're jerking off a guy and you are liking getting jerked off by a guy.
Analyzing instinct and thought bothers me so
it's
much.
It's not an instinct. Jerking off is a technology.
Jerking off is pure instinct.
It's technology.
It's pure instinct.
It's tech. It's big tech.
The phone is part of the tech. Just jacking off. Dudes have been whacking off. That was step one.
True, but like the wheel is tech. Fire is technically tech. It's a natural.
I think it's like in the Bible. Like, don't fucking jack off, dude. That was day one.
Was
shit.
It really?
I don't know.
It's not jacking off. Is jacking off in the Bible? I don't think it's in the Bible. I just think like your dad couldn't catch you or else you had to like leave the country. I think if your dad caught you fapping, yeah, you had to like go into exile. You had to take like four camels and just walk across the desert.
The Bible never specifically mentions masturbation.
What the hell am I worried about?
They're going to hit you with some fucking purity, becoming sanctified, avoiding lust.
Yeah, but they were avoiding lust back then because you would like knock a lady's tent down and like eat her ass in the middle. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dudes were getting mega horny in the desert.
Show is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your relationship green flags? What do you like?
tits.
We'll get you going. Green flag. Tits are a good green flag. We often hear about red flags we should avoid, but what if we focus more on looking for the green flags and our friends?
I focus partners? Almost entirely on the green flags.
True. Just my wife waving me down, being like, "Come right here. The runway's right here." Yep. I say, "Yo, get that thing ready."
I'll ignore
for me, girl.
All the red flags because you're giant fucking green flags.
If you're not sure what they look like, therapy can help you identify green flags.
Actively don't need no help there.
Actively practice them.
Sorry, BetterHelp. You can kick rocks. I can see tits roll a mile away.
Actively practice them in our relationships and embody that green flag energy.
Ooh.
You ready for this? Yourself.
You are
the green flag. You have been the green flag the whole
time. So wait, BetterHelp's suggesting that I squeeze my own tits while I jack off?
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly it. Whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or squeezing your tits while jerking off allegedly, or just working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that love you back. Dude, they're
helping us.
I do got to love myself back.
Fucking better.
Okay. Broader. Give me the broader benefits of you personally of therapy. How about learning positive coping skills?
That'd be nice.
How to set boundaries? Or maybe just empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't all about people who experience major trauma, etc. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. That's 10 million tits. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Guys, easily switch therapists anytime.
30,000 credentialed therapists. 60,000 tits.
Guys, here's a call to action. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MSSP to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MSSP. What are you waiting for, guys?
BetterHelp. They keep coming back.
Fucking paper straws, man.
No we're more. Done. We're done. Dude. No this more. Is my last one.
No more. We're gonna go back and put all the plastic rings around the dolphins' necks under Trump. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna get this country.
Did you hear what he said when he was signing it?
What?
He's like, and I think the sharks are gonna be okay as they're eating everything in the ocean. He's like, all right, man. Hilarious.
That is sick to be like, sharks can bite anything.
He's like, sharks can bite anything. We're gonna sign that. What's next?
I had Lemaire went in the ocean for the first time this weekend. We're in Dania Beach, Florida.
Yeah, no, wasn't he at the beach at Skankfest?
He's never gone in the ocean.
Stay on the the Florida Comedy Festival.
Oh yeah, I think he was on the beach, but I don't think he went in the ocean.
Right, he stays away from the water.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, he literally can't swim.
No,
yeah,
we went in the ocean this weekend. Dania Beach, by the way, their beach, a lot to be desired. Lot to be desired. I went there. I'm like, Lemaire, they'll have shops everywhere. Like, we need to show up.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough
there
area.
Was nothing. Yeah, there, yeah. I mean, I will say there were a lot of bubble-butted mommies on the beach.
Yeah.
That was about it. There was big rocks in the ocean, so you would just stub your toe in the ocean. Like, ow, fuck.
Yeah. That would scare me.
Dude.
If I even touch a rock, I'm high knees and out of the water.
Bro, I was telling Lemaire, I was like, dude, just come in the ocean. You're fine, man. He's like, I don't know. Like, there's sharks. I'm like, there's no fucking sharks in here. We went out pretty far, like into a sandbar. And
how'd
then,
you get him out far? He cannot swim.
It was waist high. It was all waist right, high, and then it went up to your knees. There's like a really sick.
That's really dangerous to bring him out there.
Well, here's the thing. I saw there was a guy. I was telling Lemaire, I'm like, there was a dude who went like for real, like 60 yards out. And I was like, just you don't want to be the furthest guy out. That's the shark.
That's
babe.
The shark guy.
You stay just halfway through, and then And we went out to the sandbar, and after we got done at the beach, we got an Uber back, and the guy was like, oh, Dania Beach, you know there's a lot of sharks up there. I was like, oh, fuck. I looked it up. I was like, yep, great whites, dude. They migrate down during this time. They come down and chill like around there, and I was just telling him. I was like, oh, my bad, Lemaire.
Great whites are so spooky.
Dude, I was like, Lemaire, there's no shark. I Googled. I'm like, great whites.
I saw a video of a giant hammerhead.
What?
It's like a different type of hammerhead. They're fucking massive.
Can hammerheads bite you? I feel like that's one type of shark you could kind of outmaneuver. That lame ass fucking head.
I know it is a very dumb head, but it's certainly they can bite you.
They can get you. Yes. You don't think you could just like grip its hammerhead and just like,
Pause.
True, my bad. Hey,
yo.
Hey, dude, I'm literally 6 feet behind myself until I get rolling. Then I get back in my body. I leave my body.
Yeah.
It reminds me when I did it my first, I had to do like a presentation in college where I had to write my name on the board. Dude, I could hear myself talk and I was writing my name on my board and I was completely dissociated. And I was like, that's my name. I'm me. Who's thinking and talking in my head? And I was like, oh my God.
Into the microphone. That is me. My name.
I'm going to pass out. And I was like, it was like a business presentation.
Dude, I had a business class. I had a presentation. I sweated so hard. I went to the bathroom and threw my shirt out. At the end of it, I stuffed my shirt in a bathroom trash can and went home. I couldn't talk. I had to do a public speaking, and I was doing stand-up already. I was like, I can talk publicly.
That's what I thought, man. Bro,
armpit was that. It was fucking nuts. And I sucked at school. I was so stupid. It was like, if you look at the charts I provided, on the, just trying to get a fucking PowerPoint going, just like...
Well, the worst is you're like, I'll see that on the PowerPoint. I'll just go into a whole thing. Yeah, yeah. You know, like, yeah, so that's that. That's the market cap. Next slide, please. How much time do I have? Yeah, yeah.
Next slide. Not that one. Dude, go back. Fuck. There is no other one.
Your soul just falls out of your ass. And you're like, it's
fucking crazy.
Dude, I did a...
It's your laptop. You're like, please, God, don't have... Please... God, don't have what I was just jerking off to, which is definitely on that fucking screen.
Get kicked out of school.
Get kicked out of school.
You had the Hunter Biden laptop, dude.
We all have the laptop from hell, dude.
I know. Yeah, everyone
has a laptop from hell in college, dude. Oh, how about Nate trying to swim underwater, dude?
Dude, we did back.
So funny.
We swim race. I'll be honest, I got second place, but it was an honorable defeat. We're going back and forth.
He won the first one, but that was just me showboating. I should have done it, dude.
I mean, true.
You're, I should have showboated.
You're trying, but also that could have been a strategy. I thought you were genuinely trying. I was
turning sideways and poking you,
dude,
while we were swimming.
In my head, I'm swimming. I'm going, I'm so fast. He has no other choice than to physically slow me down.
No, I was going. I was swimming like this on my side, going,
I didn't see. I was
and
like,
you didn't turn around. You got to be like, one. I won. I was like, I was fucking around,
dude. In my head, I was like, I'm a complete body length ahead of him right now, dude. He has no other choice than to grasp for my ankles. Basically, these are fins, dude. Yeah. I thought I was going so fast.
So me and Matt, you know, down and back underwater, not a big deal. That's just something we do. The teams told, you know, they were watching. They were like, "Holy shit, dude!"
Yeah.
But then Nate was like, "Can I go the length?" And we were like, "Yes."
You have to be able to. Yeah, we did down.
You
got to
be able to go one.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
He got 10 feet. And his ass filled with air. Dude, he kept floating ass first up every time.
His bathing suit would bubble up.
And this is in a pool surrounded by nothing but like rich, cool people.
Yeah.
And the waitresses were the hottest. Every single waitress was an Instagram lady. Yeah. Everyone there was rich and hot.
Yeah, it was
and
obscene. It was obscene.
My beautiful body, Nate's fat ass surfacing.
A penis.
Spud's fucking Spud sliding into the pool. Spud hurt like hell.
Spud actually did do the seal slide I was talking about, where he went from the hot tub on his belly and slid into the actual pool.
Slugged right into the pool.
It was like 8 feet. It was far enough.
It also, yeah, that must have killed his stomach, dude.
Had to have.
That ground was not like smooth.
Who are you talking to? Look at this fucking cut on my knuckle, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, look at this. This is from your brother biting me. Oh my God. I put Billy in a headlock and I was shit faced and I was like, doesn't hurt. He's biting the fuck out of me.
Dude, Nate tries to go to the other end, makes it 10 feet. All of a sudden, some of the ice started to crack. Some of the bros around us started to kind of laugh.
People started laughing about
watching. Started to
kind of
participate in what was going down. And then fucking finally, he tries like 5 times. Finally, and of course, there's this lady standing there. A voluptuous white woman, dude.
Yeah.
Standing there. Huh?
His one with Nate's weakness.
Or was it his strength, dude?
True. He did it for her honor.
Bro, he made it to the other end of the pool.
Of course, there was some. He surfaced and started splash. He started thrashing in the water.
Yeah, his fucking ass popped out of the water.
Everyone was laughing.
But he made it. That's what I was like,
had
bro.
A nice laugh.
Turns out you put a piece of fucking cheese in the maze, the mouse makes it to the end.
He had to show out for the white babe.
Ice cream, I fight candy. Oh, yeah. You I used fight to all this. Scarf shit, ice dude. Cream. I scarf ice cream. I scarf milk.
What was your darkest ice cream hours?
My like darkest time of all time. I was just telling your dad. I was at your dad's house.
He could be your spot. Well, no, he's actually not. He's not
ice cream. Using. My dad's he's on using. K&A with ice cream.
He's acting like he's not using.
Phil uses ice cream. Phil's a user. I'll catch him. I'll be down watching TV. You know me. I'm a night owl, so I'm down there. Right and I'll on, see yeah, Phil man. Come down at around 1 a.m.
Oh.
Shirtless. Big-ass gut in the kitchen. Just.
Bit of a fruit bat, dude.
He's a complete fruit bat. He's an Australian fruit bat. I turn around and say, Phil, what the hell are you doing out there? He's like, what? What?
My dad's a primetime user, dude. Every after like a Sunday dinner, it's the gallons come out of the fridge.
His eyes lit up when I told him I had a problem. He's like, you got a problem with ice cream? I was like, dude, I got a hand-packed pint and I got a milkshake to go for the road.
Thankfully, I don't have any problems.
Just to get home. Now they got a place that's doing buy one, get one freeze right now.
Of what?
Milkshakes.
That was your fatherly milkshakes?
True.
24-ounce milkshakes.
That's all I do. Is
where?
This ice cream place that opened up near my house.
God damn.
Oh, man.
They deliver. Buy one, get one free.
They get it delivered. Milkshake sucks, dude. It's warm. You just chug it down. You're like, why am I doing this?
I use twice. So I'm done.
It'd be so
you use twice? That's it?
I use twice and I'm done. Yeah.
You taste it?
I'm done.
You OD'd?
I don't want to think about it anymore. I just want to drink beers.
What'd you have? What'd you OD on?
Two vanilla milkshakes with whipped cream.
You got two at once?
I got 48 ounces of milkshake. Oh, yeah.
No, wait. What the fuck?
You doubled up? You got two?
Doubled up, yeah.
You got 48 ounces
of
milkshake?
Take your white wig off, dude.
You shot.
What?
What the fuck?
So that's chaos.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I mean, this at least gives me results.
It's dark, bro.
So does that happiness.
Yeah,
true. No, it doesn't. As soon as you're done with that, that's
but the
dark,
whole time is nirvana. Darkness. People do heroin. They feel horrible afterwards.
I think you shot that shooting good. Two bags.
What?
You shot two bags.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to hot shot himself. With the whipped cream.
The whipped cream?
That's the fentanyl, dude.
It's 50 cents.
Oh. Fuck, dude.
Was this probably going to make a lot of money on cans of whipped cream? That's 50 cents per fucking.
Were these pizza place milkshakes?
Pretty much. It's like an ice cream place that just opened up, Palin Village.
Pause. Is it like an ice cream place run by like an Egyptian dude?
I don't know. It's Uber Eats. Buy one, get one free. I hit a button.
When my sister was recovering from her addiction to heroin, she just they love sugar.
Yeah, they love sweets, dude.
She would be like, and I was at home. It was during COVID. I was at home a lot. And I was like, yo, chill on the fucking sugar. Like, you got, and she's like, what? I don't even have any sugar. Like, all right, I'm not giving anybody shit, but you have way too much sugar. That's what's fucking you up a little bit. And she'd be like, no, I'm getting coffee. She would go to Sheetz and get just a giant milkshake. Dude.
Oh.
She would call it coffee.
Dude. Yeah.
It was like their iced coffee.
Yeah.
Like caramel.
Type
it
thing.
Had fucking whipped cream and Reese's on top of it. I was like, dude, this is
what? I'm having a morning coffee.
Dude, like, all right, dude.
That's every morning at that Aramango Avenue Wawa. It's the most milkshakes, all that shit. And they're all like, why are you mocking me?
Bill's a cappuccino guy.
I mean, he told me he was a cappuccino.
You're a cappuccino.
He likes cappuccinos.
You're a cappuccino.
Dude, I was just telling him about Pavarotti. He never knew about Pavarotti.
Sweet, cappuccino.
You like the cappuccinis?
Yeah, dude.
Sweet baby Billy loves the sweet cappuccino.
He's always going to come on.
Are you sipping cappuccinis at the Aramango Wawa?
What are you doing with the cappuccinis?
Dude, I've just been hitting cappuccinos.
He loves them, dude.
Are you doing Mocha Alert from Wawa?
No, it's just the espresso. It's just the espresso.
Really?
Dude, did a little
frothy
again?
Milk?
Little Vespa, Billy.
What's wrong? Are they bad for you? I don't know if they're bad for you. They're bad
fucking,
for
me.
It's for girls.
It's for girls?
I'll be honest.
I mean, my mom had.
In the spirit of solidarity, I've been fucking with almond milk lattes, dude. So
yeah,
I'm on my basic bitch shit.
I just do like cappuccino.
That's kind
of dude. Almond milk?
Actually,
bullshit.
Sorry. Coconut
Paul
milk.
Saldino
coconut
would
milk
have your
latte.
Ass if you had almond milk.
Coconut milk latte.
Where are the udders on
and vape pen, dude? Get me on my basic bitch shit, dude. It's over.
Where are the udders?
Yo, dude, I'm acting in solidarity with you. You stabbed me in the back.
Nah, that's gay. Fucking cappuccinos are alpha as fuck.
Cappuccinos are alpha.
I go in a fucking Starbucks in the morning.
That's what the wives get, dude.
I go in a Starbucks in the morning right now because my Aramango Avenue Wawa's fucked up right now, and I'm getting fucking pissed at them.
You're a Starbucks?
I go to $4 when I fucking go on Aramango Ave in York. I roll in there hard as fuck, dude. I just go, yo, I'm not going to say grande. give me a large one. I'm not saying the gay obviously. Shit, dude.
That's standard protocol.
And then I get it and I leave and I'm happy.
What about a cappuccini is better than a coffee?
I don't know. It's just fucking getting cold.
Cappuccinis are very good.
It's getting cold out. I don't know if that, they might be bad for you. Like, I don't know.
They're good. No, they're fine.
Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah, they're healthy.
It's just milk. So. It's not even half.
It's Mediterranean diet.
It's just a little bit more milk with espresso.
Yeah. I've been getting half and half of my
coffee. That's when I started when I was a young man. French vanilla cappuccinis.
Whew. Yeah,
those are bad for you.
One little shot of espresso and a fucking.
Is that when you were in Spain?
No, Spain had good coffee. Just those little tiny cups.
Spain Billis.
Spain. Oh yeah, Spain Billis.
Yeah,
that's a funny joke. Did you come up with that? Did you put your name in my name?
I mean, no. Like because
you love me.
We combine it. We combine it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with you. Okay. Anyway, how's your sketches going?
Dude, I can't believe you threw me under the bus. You were drowning. I was like,
you were drowning. You were
in
any life raft. You just grabbed it, dunked his head underwater, dude.
Hot potato, hot potato. I'm gonna hold that, bro. You gotta spike the mic if you're gonna hit sweet.
True.
Be fucking normal, dude. The shit they're doing in Qatar is fucking me up.
What are they doing?
Oh, dog, we need a Bud Light run out of you.
Sean.
Sean, do what we say.
A fucking Twitter with 1,900 followers just named us top five political podcasts.
War Motors?
Yeah.
Really? Us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where there were Tim Dillon, Drinking Bros, and some other people.
You guys are top five political.
Do you feel comfortable talking about your current professional situation?
My what?
Your current professional situation?
Yeah, I'm fucking hitting the high road.
I'm Bill, so proud of you.
I'm so pumped, bro. Billy's so getting pumped. His Ludus, dude. He's getting his wooden sword. And
I have to go
freedom.
On my hero's journey.
It's time.
With Spade.
You must.
You guys not a full hero's journey. Got Spade with me.
No, dude. It's like Shrek and Donkey, dude. You guys got a little thing going.
It's more like Hodor and Bran.
Same.
Spade sees the future. I just fucking keep on trucking.
True. You're Hodor. The future.
Huh?
Spade, do you see the future?
I wish, dude. I used to be able to see the future. No, not so much anymore.
Spade said he has a fucking wild-ass vision when he was young. The whole room went black and everything was
everything
different.
Did go black when I was like 12.
Fucking crazy.
For what?
Yeah. I was studying for the PSATs. I was sitting at a desk. Everything went black. And like when I say like I went into nothing, I went into nothing.
You entered the void.
And then I came back. I like woke up and I went downstairs and I was never the same again. I was like, oh, I'm a grown up now. It was fucking bizarre.
Whoa.
Before that, I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
I was a unit. Me and Bill were talking about it today. Like fucking like, dude, when you're little, I was cracking up on what was that, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some shit in 12 Days of Christmas that we used to sing at Old St. Thomas, like, and I think it's like laying eggs. And like fart says laying eggs was like too fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like I'd love to go back to that innocence, dude. You know what I mean?
You went into the abyss.
And I hit third grade, I started saying fuck. Fourth grade, I fucking took a note. Like it was like we were writing a goodbye note to our teacher. I was like, you're a bitch.
Fourth grade?
Yeah, she totally read my handwriting. She goes, Andrew, hallway. Now I immediately started crying. Everybody's calling me a bitch. Fucking backfire.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I've never cried in grade school, thank God.
Gardarini.
I had my like miraculous medal, and I think we're playing in the recess yard, and Pat, my cousin, kind of ripped it and it broke, and I had to like, I stifled it, but I was very close to crying.
Really?
I did Eyes in the Sun. I was like, dude, fucking
sweating.
I was fucking.
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That was. Whoa! What the fuck?
What'd you cry about?
What the fuck?
I
don't
know what I cried about.
What'd you cry about?
You're gonna be mean about it. What do you mean?
What'd
yeah,
you cry
no
about?
Shit.
I'm just saying.
What?
You seem like you had a fucking mighty spaz in you. Long fuse.
Me.
I think long fuse. No, no, no.
You want to talk big
spazzes? No. I'm just saying long fuse, but when it happens, the top
no,
pop.
No, I'm actually.
Last
I
actually time he spazzed, dude. Yeah. Last week when he spazzed.
You
he
scare
said some
people,
pretty
dude.
Mean
you
stuff.
Fucking freak.
I'm just saying.
You're
a freak,
week?
Dude.
He said some pretty mean things.
What I spazz on last
I
week.
I never spazz.
You've never spazzed?
I don't think I've ever. I don't know when. Like a hard spaz? Almost never.
He's calling you long fuse
as
when the 20 pops.
It's coming then. It still hasn't come.
Oh, it's going to be
even when you're little?
I mean, maybe when I was little. Yeah, the closest thing I can think of is spazzing is like.
Spazzing on your sisters?
Getting sent up to my room and being like, I'm
yeah,
not.
Dude.
Like. That's a very young man, though.
That's
I know. That's
post cum, I don't think
we're talking about back. We're talking about crying in grade school. We're not
actually,
talking about right now.
No, I know.
You're cool, calm, and collected.
That's the start of a pretty good idea because, like, post-coming.
Post-cum, I
don't
spazz. Yeah. He spazzes
post-cum.
Post-cum.
Until you can.
Once you can crumb.
Spaz.
After your first crumb, you don't spaz.
I've been some post-cum spazzes in my life.
Yeah, you are a spaz, though.
I'm a big-time spaz.
Yeah.
spaz out.
I think my blood pressure is going to go down.
Really?
I'm going to drive all day long in Philly. It makes you irate.
Dude.
Phil, it's a big world, bro.
When I was driving down here, I had a moment where I was, I rarely have them.
Yeah.
I got three words.
I got three bad words, you're not allowed to say.
I was driving and I was like, shit's good, dude. Shit's really fucking good. I was very happy.
Sorry, it's and so then, funny yeah. where you went with that. You're like, yeah.
Well, no. You start talking about traffic. I mean,
no, and then I got cut off. I went from literally almost crying happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn. I'm going home for Thanksgiving. Everything's good. I love everybody. This is sick. What's better than this, dude? I get to come to Philly and josh around with my pals.
Rules.
What the fuck? What am I complaining about all the time? This is as good as it gets.
True.
And then Hypebeast cut me off.
I got now we're furious. In the South.
Easy season four.
And then I got furious.
Damn,
dude.
The bubbles were fucking. Yeah. You hit your magma core.
It got me.
Your fucking volcanic core.
But I'm trying to think of spaz.
If you didn't drive, like.
I don't think I fully spazzed.
Last time I spazzed was when the city came after me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was driving around, not crying, but like.
Yeah.
Crying.
Hot
like,
face.
Not crying, but like fucking shaky voice.
Yeah.
Vertigo.
Anyone calling me, I'm screaming at them.
they're trying to take your house.
What's that movie with Denzel Washington where he goes in the place with a bomb strapped to his chest?
Oh, Man on Fire or something?
Yeah. Yeah. John Q.
John Q. Yeah.
Yeah. You had a good 2 years where you were convinced, and you know, you had a reason to be convinced that the city was going to take your house.
Oh, yeah. I was spazzed. Yeah. But you know, I was thinking, I was listening to some Malcolm X clips. Denzel sounds exactly like Malcolm X.
You know he played Malcolm X?
I know, but it's insane how like they sound exactly the same, dude. It's wild.
Yeah, I could see that. I never thought
about that. Sorry,
I could see them sounding pretty similar.
Why?
Similar cadence. Flow.
Have you heard a lot of Malcolm X
music? Yeah, I have. I was playing.
I thought you were just spitballing.
No.
I was listening. I was like, same cadence.
I've listened to some Malcolm X.
Malcolm X does rule.
Yeah.
What a turnaround he's had in our culture.
Dude.
Everybody's kind of being like, all right, Malcolm X wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was all MLK was the man. Malcolm was kind of in the
MLK
middle.
MLK is still a man.
Malcolm was in the middle.
I mean, what the fuck, dude?
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
And we're letting things bring us down?
But then, yeah, every now MLK, everyone's like, fuck MLK. Now like Malcolm's where we got to be. A lot of people, I'm telling you.
They call him misogynist.
The libs hated on MLK. He's colorblind racism, dude.
I mean, they killed him. The Democrats killed him.
They just follow the media.
Did you call them the Democrats?
Yeah. Democrats.
Democrats.
The demon rats?
Demon rats.
The demon rats?
Yeah, I hate that. The fucking Democrats.
Sheeple, follow the red media. Yeah. They don't care.
So we met in Milwaukee. I saw you on Soft White Underbelly, and I was taken by it. I was like, dude, this is crazy. I think, honestly, you're one of their best guests. They, you know, they've done some.
Thank you.
They've interviewed a lot of people, but you know, I just kind of struck me, bro. I saw you and I said, damn, this guy is the man. And we talked, and then eventually we met in Milwaukee.
It was pure accident. I had this fucked up post on Instagram, my phone's off. It's like, you're talking right to me. You didn't even see me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I grab my phone and I'm like, okay, no, they're going to kick me out. You can't turn the phone on. Cause mm-hmm. I wanted to erase it. It was just some fucking negative
what do you
bullshit.
Mean?
Like, because at the show, you can't turn your phone on.
Right.
So then I go out, and then I wouldn't even have turned my phone on had I not had that thought, which is that you inspired me from the thing. And then you're like, dude, I saw you come back to the green room.
I'm
like,
right? I couldn't have missed you. I'm obviously like, stealing your drip right now. I couldn't have missed you.
That was fucking rad dude.
My friend, I think Nate, you met Nate.
Yes.
Nate comes back. Oh, no, I think it was AJ. AJ comes back, and... he's like, yeah, there's a guy like in all white in the front row. And I was like, I know who that is. That's Joel Blazer. I was like, dude, hell yeah. So, yeah, we talked a little bit. And then we met, dude. You're the fucking man. We met in Milwaukee. You gave the signed copies to Nate and AJ of your book.
Yeah, gave him a little note.
Letters from Marion. The notes were, I thought, beautiful, man. I gave them their books and we were reading them. I'm like, they're just beautiful notes. You're the man, dude. You're an absolute beast. But we went to the steakhouse.
Thank you.
5 o'clock steakhouse.
Yes,
might have been the best steak I've ever had in my life, dude. I'm not lying.
It was good.
It was so good. And then the thing that really killed me was, I've never seen this happen before. When you showed up, you had had an incident with gasoline.
Oh my god, dude!
You smelled like gasoline. You showed up. We were all sitting there eating, and I'm like. I thought you were working with power tools all day. So I'm like, maybe he was like chainsawing all day or something. He come in, like, I don't want to be rude. Like, what the fuck? Why do you smell like gas?
The motherfucker clicked. I'm sitting in the car, the thing's full, it clicked, I pull it out, dude, and it just was squirting, and it just squirted on the car and splashed.
Yeah, you got drenched with gasoline.
Like, that is wicked.
Bro, you, I swear to God, I've never, it was such a pungent
smell. I'm like, what am I going to do?
You had to just show up. It was a beast move.